Thanks. Well, staying on economic problems, and the former Prime Minister of Iceland has been found guilty of one of four charges he was facing over the collapse of Icelandic banks 4 years ago. The country's three main banks all collapsed during a single week in 2008, causing economic chaos both within Iceland and across Europe. Geir Horta was accused of failing to ensure adequate safeguards were in place to prevent the crash. Well, our reporter John McManus is here. And John, what was he found guilty of?
Well, he was found guilty of not making adequate preparations to make sure this crash didn't actually happen. The court actually mentioned that he should have held meetings with ministers and with Icelandic's own central bank, which he failed to do. The whole background to this is that in October 2008, Iceland's three main banks all collapsed within a week of each other. They'd built up a huge business sector, but they owed around six times the island's total GDP. And when the world's credit markets began to dry up and other banks started to call in their loans, the Icelandic banks were unable to repay their debts. The resulting fallout led to many Icelanders losing their jobs and homes. Unemployment and inflation soared. There were public street protests, and eventually Mr. Horta was forced to resign.
And why in particular was he singled out? Because after all, there have been problems in banks across Europe and across the world.
Well, Parliament commissioned a report in 2010 aiming at finding out what actually caused the crash. It did single out four politicians from Iceland's government. But later that year, Parliament voted that only Mr. Horta would face trial. He himself, of course, mentioned that other ministers who might have been involved were his former foreign, finance and business ministers, but they weren't charged. Many ordinary Icelanders, though, have been fairly cynical about the trial and the process around it. They point out that putting one man on trial for an economic system that's managed by many people is unfair. And they also point out that no Icelandic banker has ever been charged either.
I think it's just silly that not all of them are being... They just picked one guy out of a group.
People are afraid that it's just like a cover, you know, cover up to calm people down, that there is something being done.
So that's some fairly cynical views from Iceland. And Mr. Horta himself has made his first comment now outside of court. He said that the one guilty verdict was what he called absurd and designed to stop the country's parliamentarians from being embarrassed over sending him to trial at all.
John, thank you. John McManus.